Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With no apparent movement in the month-long standoff over control of the Market Basket supermarket chain, workers are trying to show they're ready to keep up their fight for as long as necessary. Thousands of people turned out yesterday for another large rally to call for the return of the ousted Market Basket CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas. Despite the calendar reading August, to WBUR's Kurt Nickish, who was at the rally, it felt a lot like November.
Imagine getting off 495 in Tewksbury and driving into this scene if you didn't know anything about the Market Basket saga. First, you'd pull into the shopping plaza to see people streaming into a roped-off area. You'd see a stage decorated with red, white, and blue bunting. You'd see a boisterous crowd holding signs showing a bald white man and the words, "Our Leader." You might think you were at a campaign rally for a politician, a big election. You could wonder why so many people are holding stuffed giraffes. And 9-year company employee Ciara Beaudreau would tell you why.
You have to have a giraffe right now if you work for Market Basket, because we stick our neck out for what's right. If we believe in something, do the right thing.
But you'd soon find out that this is not a campaign rally for a candidate running for office. It's for an ousted CEO bidding to return to the corner office. You'd soon notice that the rally is a little rough around the edges, not your typical scripted event with well-tested stump speeches. Here you hear warehouse worker Josh Gusty get stage fright talking to the big crowd.
These people can't even do 1,000 in a day.
I'm bad speaking.
You'd see that nobody seems to mind that the speakers are not as polished as practiced politicians. Nobody seems to mind that the stage is just 2x4s held together with grabber screws and mounted in the back of a pickup truck. The only thing people seem to mind is that their candidate is not here. Arthur T. Demoulas has made no public appearances, so he did not give a speech to fire up his supporters.
In a dream world, I would have gotten up there to start and say, "I'm canceling all the speakers, we only have one," but right now that's dream world.
Steve Palenka emceed the rally. He's an operations guy who Market Basket fired. Now he's like a political operative, organizing the rallies against company management. Palenka says he's gotten calls from actual election campaign staffers who've offered their services, but he says Market Basket workers prefer to do this themselves on the cheap.
The porta potties, those were donated. Signs were all donated. Sound system I paid for. All homespun.
So when the rally ends without the main candidate taking the stage, everything comes down. Workers with electric drills start breaking down the wooden stand holding a banner that says, "Save Market Basket." And they're keeping everything to be able to set it up again at the next rally. And nobody knows how many more rallies after that. Because there's no election day in this campaign. There's no scheduled vote. No specific date for everyone to look forward to for all the politicking to be over. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.